This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the Home Builders Association for Jackson, Hillsdale, and Illinois County. And so glad to have on as my guest here, the Executive Director for the Home Builders Association, Pat O'Dowd. Pat, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate everything you guys do for the community, and there's really no place I'd rather be right now than sitting here having a conversation with you.
Well, it sounds good, and that's a good thing to say there, Pat. Pat, just kind of talk a little bit about so that we can get an idea that the Home Builders Association has been in existence for a while in Jackson County, right?
Yeah, we were founded, the Jackson County branch was founded in 1955. We just recently celebrated our 70th anniversary.
Wow.
I was fortunate enough to take over the organization as the executive director in October of last year, so just over a year now. And in that year, we made the decision that Lenawee County needed representation from the Home Builders Association as well. And we were fortunate enough to win the approval of our national association. And so here we are in Lenawee County.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's been a while since we've had an HBA here in Lenawee County, an active one for sure.
Yeah, the best I could see was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And forgive me if I'm wrong on that. I was trying to look back through some archives and some different resources. And that's about a decade is what I found.
Yeah. So with this, are you in the formation of putting the association together here in Lenawee County? How is that going to work, Pat?
Yeah, so we're going to be a three-county association. So per se, we're already in place, right? We have 160 members in total. 140 of them are in Jackson County. We've already gathered 20 members here in Lenawee County. So the organization will not have to reinvent itself or anything here in Lenawee County. We're just welcoming in members. And then what we really want to do is have a Lenawee-focused networking events, Lenawee-focused resources and opportunities for those that are in the residential trades. And then, because of the strength of numbers there in Jackson, we also want to have regional events where we're able to showcase the local professionals, the tradesmen, across all three counties, because mm-hmm. it's rare these days that a business is only serving one county.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The majority of our members in Lenawee County probably already do business in Hillsdale and Jackson County. And so what we're trying to do is just make sure that we all know about each other, the communities are understanding of what our members offer and what the benefits are, and just try to help spread the word.
Yeah. So if they would like to be able to be a part of the Home Builders Association, if they haven't been before or they were before, what's the process for them to do that, Pat?
Yeah, it's a fairly simple process. So on our website, we have an application, and our website is hbajmi.com. And there's a tab that says membership, and we give you all kinds of information on the different benefits of membership, and then there's an application link as well. So once that application is submitted, it goes in front of our board of directors, and they vote to approve members or not to approve members. And typically, as long as a builder or a residential tradesman is licensed with the state of Michigan and there's no obvious red flags, we're going to go ahead and approve that membership. Mm-hmm. And so they can join the association. So it's a pretty easy application, 3 to 5 minutes at
yep.
the most.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they start to become members once that vote is approved. And one of the neat things, Dale, is that our membership is a 3-in-1 membership as well. So they pay the dues to the local, which is Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee. But they also automatically become members of the Michigan Association of Home Builders and the National Association of Home Builders. So they're a part of three different organizations all working together to push the residential trades forward.
And the thing is, this is kind of a nice thing for them to be able to be a part of, because of the fact if they're looking for someone to be doing that type of work, whether it be for, residential or commercial, that you want to be able to get with somebody that's reputable.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things I'm most excited for here in Lenawee County, is that the residents who have been without the HBA, they now have kind of a resource to check and find reputable licensed contractors. That unfortunately in this industry is something that people run into all the time.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They hire a friend and they think he's licensed, or their friend hired a friend, so why not go with them? And there's really no recourse once they've hired a non-licensed builder or tradesman. They can find themselves in trouble. So we want to, you know, form partnerships with people like you and WLEN to get the word out that we're here, so that the general public can look on our website and find reputable contractors, and they can feel really solid about the choice they're making, because these contractors have been vetted, mm-hmm. they're licensed, they're insured, they're highly reviewed, and they're part of our organization. So it gives a little bit of peace of mind, if
yeah.
you will, to the
yeah.
residents of Lenawee County.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Pat, too, you know, with things happening more and more, that there's those entities out there that would like to take advantage of people as well. And if there's no way to be able to check them out, other than the fact that, you know, they say they're good.
Right,
you know,
right.
They can be, you know, taken for something that they wish they didn't get involved in. And this way, you've got somebody and a place to be able to check it out.
Yep, absolutely. We have access to all the builders' licenses, and we can, you know, bring a little bit of peace of mind.
Yeah.
If you're going to hire a member of the HBA, you're going to probably get a job well done, and you're going to feel pretty safe about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, remember the times when there was shows the HBA put on, you know, maybe a spring show or fall show. Is that in the works or in the plans for here as well?
Yes. Yes. I think there's an appetite for it. I think there's a market for it. So what we'll try to do is put together a spring show early 2027. I don't think we could do it successfully in 2026. So we're going to start having those community conversations and find a location. Maybe it's Adrian College. Maybe it's, you know, the next door at the
Adrian Armory. Yeah.
Yeah. The yeah. Armory. Yeah. And give the contractors and the residential trades pros an opportunity to show off their business at a home show. So for this coming calendar year, 2026, we're having our 50th annual Home and Garden Show in Jackson County. And that's not limited just to Jackson County businesses. If there's anybody in Lenawee County that wants to participate or attend the show, it's February of 2026. But like I said, it's our 50th annual show. So it's a pretty big deal.
And that says something for doing for 50 years, Pat.
Yeah, yeah. That was, you know, honestly, when I took over the organization in October, that was the one thing that I was really nervous about, because you're taking over a legacy type
yeah.
event, and
yeah.
I don't want to be the one to drop the ball, Dale.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But we had a successful show in January and or last February, and we'll be back in February of 2026 at the American One Event Center. All kinds of information on that Home and Garden Show on our website as well. Or, you know, anybody interested in attending or being a vendor could give us a call too.
Okay, and that phone number for them to call them, Pat?
Yep, 517-783-4800. And because we're on the road so much, or I'm on the road so much, that's a cell phone. So if text is easier, you can shoot us a text. No problem. I'll respond right away.
I know that you've had a couple of these in which you've been at a couple of local businesses already here in Lenawee County to help to promote the HBA. Is that still in the planning works as well to do more of those?
Yeah, yeah. And a big shout out to Big C Lumber and Adrian. They hosted our first ever after hours. It's called a hard hat after hours. We were there and we had quite a few contractors show up, residents of the community. It was a nice networking event, and we plan on doing those at least quarterly here in Lenawee County. We're gonna hit a couple in Tecumseh, I'm sure, and a couple here in Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
We're also really good partners with the Lowe's store in Adrian. Their Lowe's Pros team does an amazing job of referring members to us, and there's some outstanding benefits through the Lowe's Savings Program. So, yeah, we want to be a presence here in Lenawee County. We don't want it just to be Jackson HBA pulling members down to Jackson or up to Jackson. We want to be a part of this community. We want to partner, you know, with companies like WLEN, and we just really want to make a difference in the community.
Looking forward to talking further with things that are coming up with the HBA for Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee counties, Pat. So it was so good to be able to talk with you this time around. As I said, looking forward to continue our discussion about this, as well as keep people updated about what's going on with the HBA here in Lenawee County.
Yes, thank you very much. We truly appreciate our partnership with you guys, and I know that we're going to be able to get the word out about all the things happening through WLEN.
My guest has been Pat Dowd, with the Executive Director for the Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee Counties Home Builders Association. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.